people that you meet each day.
And the Monday edition of People in Your Neighborhood brought to you by VistaCare, the Peer VA Clinic, and May Adam. And this morning, talking with a couple of folks from the Peer Players, we've got Justin Munier and Emily Koster. Thank you for joining me this morning, and good morning.
Good morning. Thank you for having us.
Yeah. Yes. Appreciate you being here. Now, it's about here. Of course, the main production starts, you said, on Friday, but there's always that preview. So when is that one coming up?
So that is actually tomorrow, Tuesday. Doors will open at 7, show at 7:30, and it's just $5. So
a pretty good deal to get a first look at Man of La Mancha. That is the production this time around. Yes. And for you, Emily, this is not your first go-round, but on this side of things, because you started out behind the scenes, I hear.
Right, yes. My first show that I was involved with Peer Players, I was the stage manager for Same Time Next Year, had a blast, and decided to keep coming back for more, and now I'm here in Man of La Mancha.
Very nice. Now, your character, tell us a little about your character in this production.
Yes, so I play Antonia. She is Don Quixote's beloved niece, who is very concerned about how her uncle's adventures, misadventures, are going to potentially impact her upcoming marriage to Dr. Carrasco.
Uh-huh. So sounds like a pretty fun and juicy role for her.
Oh, yeah. She's a blast.
Now, Justin, you've been involved in some in the past. What number is this for you, production-wise?
For Peer Player specifically, this is my second role. I previously played Black Stash for Peter and the Starcatcher 2 years ago.
Very nice. So what is your role in Man of La Mancha?
I am the lead role, Don Quixote, as well as Don Miguel de Cervantes, the author who is putting on this play within a play to tell the story of Don Quixote.
Very nice. So you've got a pretty meaty role. This has got to be a lot of fun for you.
Yes, I am... very often typecast as a crazy person, and this is a great opportunity to play the crazy person who's also the lead.
Yeah, that it is a fun production. If people have seen this before, they know. But if you're not familiar with Man of La Mancha, it is a great story. There's it's a lot of fun, and encourage people to come out and watch it if they've not seen this one before.
Absolutely. This is honestly one of my favorite musicals, so I was so happy to see that it was playing. I've been singing some of the music from it since I was in the All-American Boys Chorus in California, and it's some of my favorite music, some of my favorite story, and it's a wonderful show.
And you've got a pretty good-sized cast for this one. How have the rehearsals been going? Has it come together pretty well?
Yeah, being in such a big ensemble cast, there can sometimes be certain challenges like, someone has to be out of town for this or that. But the other advantage is when you have so many people, there are a bunch of people that can, kind of jump in to help. And as far as the rehearsal process goes, I mean, everyone has really done their best to be there, be present, and, come with the mindset of ready to create art, which has been really awesome.
That is very cool. So why did you guys decide to audition for these roles in particular?
Well, for me, I mean, honestly, going in, I didn't know a whole lot about Man of La Mancha. I knew it's one of her favorite musicals, but okay. That's about all I knew about it. But as I read more about it, I'm like, oh, this is so interesting. The whole concept of, a play within a play. And then my character, just seeing how kind of, bratty she can be and how she wants to get what she wants. I'm like, oh, this is fun. I haven't gotten to play a character like this. So it worked out well.
Very nice.
Especially since your character on the outside tends to act like she's so perfect.
Right. Exactly.
It's so good. And then for me, like I mentioned before, this is one of my favorite musicals. Mm-hmm. And actually, it's one that I've tried to play in multiple times in the past. But a couple things have happened, whether it got canceled, even here it got canceled last year because of the pandemic.
Right.
Or there were a couple times where the production got put on where I lived right after I moved away. So I've been wanting to do this, and I finally got the opportunity this year.
It was finally the right time for you to play this role.
Yep.
So it sounds like it worked out. Now, we want to invite people, of course, to come out not only Tuesday night, but you've got productions starting on Friday, and it's what, Friday, Saturday?
Sunday.
And Sunday.
Sunday matinee at okay. 2 p.m.
So what time on Friday and Saturday? Are they both 7:30?
Both 7:30. Doors open at 7, but the box office does open at 5. So if you want to, you know, swing by early, get your ticket, go get dinner, come back, you can totally do that.
There you go. And of course, you can always grab them online or call the box office and have them set. So we encourage people to get those tickets. Not quite full capacity yet. Are we still doing limited, a certain amount of seating inside the theater?
There still is attention being given to kind of trying to space out groups, but we are definitely, I think, trying to get as many people in to see it as want to see it.
Absolutely. So we encourage folks, Man of La Mancha is going to be a great time. I know you guys have been working hard, and believe it or not, tomorrow night is the preview. Are you ready?
As ready as we will be, but I think we'll be able to put on a good show tomorrow.
I believe so. I know everybody's been working hard, so enjoy that tomorrow night, and that's a good warm-up for the weekend.
Exactly.
All right. Well, thank you so much for joining me, and I look forward to seeing the show.
Thanks for having us.
Thank you.
Absolutely, always. So appreciate Justin Munyer and Emily Kostar joining us today. Go see Man of La Mancha at the Grand Opera House with the Peer Players. It's going to be a great show. So there is the Monday edition of People in Your Neighborhood, brought to you by the folks at VistaCare, Peer VA Clinic, and May Adams.